Next patient is Titus, T-I-T-U-S, Harrison, H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N, 42182. chief complaint, shoulder pain, fatigue, possible sleep apnea, falling asleep all the time, history of hypersomnolence, leg pain, leg swelling, arm pain, shoulder pain, needs something for his shoulder, also has had surgeries in the past in the shoulder, needs to go see an orthopedist, needs a referral. Our patient Titus is a 42-year-old gentleman, comes in with multiple medical issues and problems. He's also concerned because his brother and his father had cardiomyopathy. He did have a stress test a couple of years ago, which was normal, period. His blood pressure has been elevated. It's 166 over 105, and he was taking some kind of blood pressure medicine, but he quit taking it. He wants to go back on it. COVID immunization, up to date, medications off at this time, medical problems, hypertension. Has had a stress test in the past, surgery, left shoulder surgery 4 years ago, ankle surgery, allergy, non-social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink on a regular basis, family history, coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction, hypertension, obesity, history of cardiomyopathy. He's a lineman, one more time, and works out of town a lot. He weighs 309, has gained weight, 97%, 98.3, 2088, 166 over 105, heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows, JVD skin shows, no rash, arm, mucosal, damage, and logical, non-focal. Number one, hypertension. Number two, he took lisinopril at one time, he could have taken it. Number three, I'm going to put him on something completely different, no ACE inhibitor, no ARB, Norvasc 5 milligram, maximums may need to increase Norvasc to 10. Next number is recheck blood work. Next number is leg swelling. Next number is arm pain. Next number is carotid stenosis. Next number is vertigo. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is BPH. Next number is lymphadenopathy in the neck, minimal. Is that Dr. T? Yeah. Next number, come back in a week. Next number is check blood work. Next number is RVH noted. Next number is check testosterone level. Next number is we talked about how low testosterone and sleep apnea can go together. Next number is we talked about how sleep apnea can also cause hypertension. Next one is we'll look into that at a next visit. Next one is he'll bring his blood pressure with him next time. Next number is have family history of coronary artery disease, cardiomyopathy, stress test done 2 years ago within normal limits. His echocardiogram looks normal today. Thank you.